For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. It was a pretty good pitching matchup last night at Target Field as the Dodgers edged the Twins 4-3. Joe Ryan went for Minnesota and lasted six innings despite missing a start on Tuesday with illness.
I had asked to throw today and I wanted to face these guys. And yeah, I mean, I think a couple pitches go a little bit differently and it's a good outing and we win the baseball game and don't get swept there. So yeah, if I could throw this series, I wanted to, and I wanted to face the best team. So part of it, I mean, Shohei's obviously the greatest baseball player ever, so kind of cool to get to toe the rubber against him, but we lost.
That's Joe Ryan. Yeah, meanwhile, for the Dodgers, they had Shohei Ohtani. He pitched six innings, got the victory, plus had a pair of hits and a run and an RBI.
Everyone's always excited to face a top arm. I mean, it's if he's not the best in the game, he's top three, whatever. But it's fun to face the best competition in the league, and you want to go out and compete against them. So guys were, I guess, excited, but we all probably had the same routine as we would for any game. And unfortunately, we just didn't come out with the win tonight.
That's Cody Clemens. Twins are off today. They'll host the Rockies this weekend. In the NBA last night, the Wolves finally made a draft pick.
With the 33rd pick in the 2026 NBA Draft, the Brooklyn Nets select Isaiah Evans from Duke University.
They just said that, I feel like they feel like they know the type of player I am, and they had seen us. I mean, they had seen me for, a while, and, they were surprised that I was here, but, they're excited that I'm able to be a part of the team.
The Wolves also got Purdue's Trey Kaufman-Wren at 59th overall. The Lynx won last night in D.C. They beat the Mystics 78-76. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.